All right, so you've just experienced something that's a little bit interpersonally triggering, and you're feeling a little bit emotional or flooded right now. And let's just start out with a few deep breaths, really inhaling deeply and breathing out long and slow. And just noticing where you feel emotions or tension in the body. If it's at the head, the throat, the chest, or the belly. Just taking deeper breaths and just noticing where you feel some emotion right now. And just noticing kind of the different parts that are activated right now. You might be feeling some anger or frustration, some shame or some anxiety. Just noticing which emotions are present. And then you also might have like some more thinking parts that are activated, like a manager self that's trying to do the right thing. Maybe kind of a ruminative thinker, doubter self that's kind of looping with thought. So just stopping, pausing, taking a few breaths, making space for this triggered reaction, and just kind of noticing the elements of it in your system. Just notice what part of you is most wanting your attention or kind of feels the most triggered right now. Or a lot of times it's a shame reaction, like we're feeling ashamed that we just acted in this way or are feeling this or can't figure this out. And so just kind of noticing which part of you is maybe the loudest and the strongest right now, most wanting your attention. And just ask that part, can you give me a little bit of space? Like, I'll hear you. I just want to understand you. I'm not going to push you away or suppress you. But would you mind just taking a couple steps back so I can get to know you a little better? Really see your perspective. And so, if that part can step back just a little bit, just notice what name you have for this part. then also we really want to understand it. We want to respect this part, kind of treat it like a person. Let's ask, how old are you? And what's this part's perspective? Like, what do you think? What's your view right now? I want to understand this reaction in me. So we're just really trying to understand this part's perspective. And then, how do you feel towards this part? And just reflecting on how you feel towards this part. And then, how does this part make you want to behave? And then now reflecting on, what are you afraid would happen if this part stopped doing its role? And then can this part notice that there's a you here that's noticing it? There's kind of this more adult, deeper, broader, maybe curious, compassionate self that's trying to get to know this part. And can the part kind of feel the self essence in you, like this kind of deeper, broader self here? Yeah, can this part notice your higher self present with it here right now? And what do you understand now or appreciate about this part from your higher self? Just trying to understand and even validate and appreciate the job that this part's been trying to do for you. If you can, just giving it a little bit of gratitude and acknowledgement. And then from your higher self, like, what do you really value doing or saying in this situation that's triggered you, now that you have a little space from this part? If you were to act kind of from your higher self, what would you like to do or say? And you might want to really just have compassion for your own self, like respect for your own self. You're really trying your best. And So maybe some self-respect. And then for the other party involved, just kind of seeing their humanness. Just kind of have compassion for their side of the predicament. And returning attention to the breath. Taking a few deep breaths. And then we're finished.